Welcome to the Florida Grown Femme Podcast,
where best friends Janet and Sage cover everything from sex to Starbucks.
Grab a coffee and join.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Florida Grown Femmes. I'm Janet.
And I'm Sage.
In today's episode, we are honoring our mothers. The title is, Who's Your Mama? Who's your mama? All the Gen Z are like, what is that? What are they doing? For those of you who may not be aware, in the U.S., Mother's Day is coming up. So this is your friendly reminder that you need to get a Mother's Day card. We wanted to, again, like I mentioned in the beginning of this episode, we just want to honor our moms today. One shout out to our mothers. You guys are the best madres in the world. One, for just putting up literally with our shenanigans through high school and college. I'm sorry. And you guys are the best. I love you, madre.
Yes, we so appreciate you in every sense of the way.
In every sense of the way. I think we wanted to start off this episode with, like we said, with honoring our moms. And Sage, I believe you have a poem to do that.
Yes, I've written a poem. I call it Ode to Moms. And this is just about honoring all the different types of moms. Here it goes. Ode to Moms. To the mothers who breastfed and those who bottle fed, to those who had C-sections and those who birthed naturally, to the mothers who have lost due to miscarriage, to the mothers whose wombs won't allow them to conceive. We see you, we celebrate you, we honor you. To the single moms, the teen and geriatric moms, to the mothers who would give anything to be a mom. We see you, we celebrate you, we honor you. To the stepmothers, adoptive and foster mothers, to the mothers whose kids are grown or far away, to the mothers whose child has passed away. We see you, we celebrate you, we honor you. To the refugee mothers risking their life to cross the border in hopes of a better life for their kids. To the Black mothers laying awake, wondering if their son or daughter will be next. To the mothers of children with special needs. To the mothers of gay sons and transitioning daughters. We see you. We celebrate you. We honor you. To the mothers who have shelved their own dreams. To the mothers fighting depression and anxiety. To the mothers battling addiction, working hard to get their kids back. To the working moms and the stay-at-home moms, to the tired moms and the am I getting this all wrong moms, we see you, we celebrate you, we honor you. Scene.
Oh, I love that. Snap, 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 all the snaps. That was absolutely beautiful, Sage. I love that.
Thank you, Bestie.
So, you know, I'm not a mom. And I love my mom, but you are a mom and I would love to know, what do you feel like that we can do as a society to honor moms more?
You know, that's a great question. What can we do as a society? There's some very, very simple and practical things. One of the things I see happening often in the States, it's not so much a problem in Germany, is moms getting a lot of crap in public for breastfeeding.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was breastfeeding my son in the beginning, and I had just gotten like the courage to, you know, to feel good enough to go out to a cafe. And I was finally feeling like I could put some makeup on and go outside without my, you know, just feeling like starting to slowly feel like myself, you know. And of course, brought my son to this restaurant or cafe, and he starts crying because he's hungry, and I start breastfeeding. And when a baby cries, like, everybody looks at the baby. Right. So then if you're ready to breastfeed, you're exposing your breast in public, trying to feed this kid while everybody is looking. And it can be very intimidating, even though feeding your child is still the best thing you could do in that moment. It's very stressful. It's very intimidating. And the last thing any mom needs is someone coming up to them and saying, can you please do that in the nasty bathroom? Word. Not acceptable. Okay.
Unacceptable.
Women are not breastfeeding to be like publicly showing their breasts erotically. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah. If anybody is gross, that's on you guys. Ew. Like if you think it's a sexual act, like You guys have some Freud issues you need to look into.
Yeah, y'all got some Freudian issues y'all need to deal. You need to go through. Okay. Women are not
breastfeed in public. It's not easy being a mom. Because first off, here's the thing. How often do we know that breastfeeding is what we like practically preach out there? There's that message out there that breastfeeding is the greatest thing ever and stuff. Mm-hmm. So why are we chastising our moms for having to do that? We know babies get hungry. We also know moms need to get the fuck out of the house too, guys. Like,
yes, they do.
Well, women are allowed to have schedules. They're allowed to have lives once they become moms and stuff. And that involves going out to the cafe and, or the restaurant or Target or something.
Babies are entitled to eat whenever and wherever they please. So
word.
So, babies do not care if you're afraid of a nipple because they're not.
True. Okay. So number one way that we can, our first way that we can honor moms is don't shame them for having to breastfeed in public.
Do not shame them. And my goodness, if you want to go the extra mile, offer her a glass of water. See if she needs anything. Like, just support her in that moment. If you feel like she's having like a panic moment, because trust me, moms, we've been there. We had a panic breastfeeding moment, whipped out our nipple in public. Okay. It's like everybody's had that moment, you know? Number two is if you have the opportunity in the country where you are to push the government in a direction that allows women to have a federally mandated paid maternity leave, do it, please. This is such a simple thing that we can do to support, especially new moms, of course, by giving them that time to be with the child. I do want to give an example here in Germany. Mm-hmm. Germany is actually not the best. Germany is better than America, but it's not the best when it comes to paid maternity leave.
Yeah.
But if you've been working in a job, I think it's for more than a year, you are guaranteed between the two parents of the child, 14 months of partially paid maternity leave. And usually what they do is the primary caretaker of the child will take a year, so 12 months. Yeah. And then the secondary, like the parent, the other parent will take 2 months of partially paid maternity leave.
You know what the partial is? Like how much that is? Like, is that 60%, 80%,
90%? No, I want to say 60, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
I could be wrong. But it's partially paid and it's federally mandated. So it's a right. And actually if a business is found to be having a woman work within the first 2 months of a child's life, they're getting into trouble. So actually the mom, like, I don't want to say has to take those 2 months, but she, like, no business could pressure you into coming back from maternity leave early, if that makes sense. Right. So, and the real kicker is that when you come back, your place of work is, your seat at the table is still there. So they can't like replace you in that time. Basically your position is secure for that year.
That's great. I think it's important to address like what we have in America, because like there's a misconception of what there is available. So the Family Medical Leave Act is the only thing that is in place for Americans. And I should say women, that is the only place in place for women right now. And what that means is that you get, and this is the last time I checked, is that you get 60% of your pay for 12 weeks. And that just guarantees that your spot will be there in 12 weeks and you get 60% of your pay. Mm-hmm. And so for those of you who are like, okay, that's pretty good. Let's actually do the math here. Like I didn't realize how freaking crazy maternity leave was until I worked for a corporate life. I worked for Feld Entertainment, and this, actually, I don't fucking care if I say the name Feld Entertainment.
She's called people out.
Family run entertainment business, family owned, where the three daughters, the owners of the company, took 6 months off, I heard, for their maternity leaves. Meanwhile, there's no option for any female employee else. So for those of us, like, there, my department was like 80 people and like 60 of them were women. And so what happened is like all of us were around the range of 40K for a year. So you strike that down to 60%. We were maybe bringing in, let me think, my paycheck was maybe 600 a week. So strike that down to maybe 400 a week. So now you're making, I'm just doing some basic math here. That's not a lot, guys. And now you still have another mouth to feed. You have more expenses and stuff. And so that's just what's guaranteed. And so for those of you who are like, oh, well, that's just shit. Other companies aren't like that. So I did a poll on my Instagram recently. And while this is not like a big survey and stuff, what I found was there was like one person that was like, my dad works for a company where they get like maternity and paternity leave. And one company that was a super tech company that offered maternity and paternity leave. But everyone else that I talked to, either they didn't have it, which is like 50% didn't have it. The other part of the people that had maternity leave, half of them reached out to me. They're like, it ain't shit. It's 2 weeks of paid leave. It's 3 weeks of paid leave. Like, that's it. And like, that's it. And that's their maternity leave. And so that that's less than like FMLA, you know, like when, but they work around those scapegoats and stuff. And so while this just timed out, Biden announced today that the family plan about the offering free pre-K, universal child, all these things now, maternity leave being an option and stuff that is now like available, that's on the table. And so I know that we have a lot of different political spectrums on our show, on our audience. The thing for me that I think is important for our listeners to understand is that the majority of the country, I don't know a woman that doesn't want maternity leave. Ask your women, if you're doubting me, what they want. Do they not want maternity leave? Hell no, no one wants. Everybody wants this. The only way that it happens, that Biden has proposed this, is if we put a tax on those making over $1 million. You hear me? You will not get taxed unless you make over $1 million. So don't come at me how this is going to be affecting you. It's not. It's not going to be affecting you unless you come from a family of millionaires, billionaires. Mm-hmm. So a couple of things that we need to know. In Florida, in Manatee County, Congressman Vern Buchanan is a millionaire. Our Senator Rick Scott is a millionaire. This is not in their interest to vote for it, even though it is in their constituents' best interest. I recommend that you guys call their offices and remind them that you support this and that they work for the people, not themselves. Just let's put that out there. This isn't a Democrat versus Republican agenda. This is for the good of women. Good of women. It's embarrassing that the U.S. has nothing compared to the rest of the world. It is embarrassing. You should be embarrassed as an American that we have less than Japan and China, the rest of the fucking world. Our own enemies have more. Our enemies take care better, better care of their mothers than we do. Like, that's what you should be hearing.
Oh, Janet, that hurt. That hurt.
Like, really, at this point, like, our enemies take better care of their mothers. Also, for those in Florida, Congressman Vern Buchanan and Rick Scott voted against the violence against extending the Violence Against Women Act. So make sure that you put out there with your political opponents, whoever you're voting for, wherever you live, remind them of what you actually want, and also be aware of where their interests are. That's all I got.
And you know what? And just because this is the way it's been, you know, 2 weeks maternity leave, this or that. Like, doesn't mean that's great.
We should want to do better.
We should want to do better. And your body, okay, I have given birth and I can tell you, your body is not ready in 2 weeks to go back to work. I know women do it. I know women force themselves to do it, okay?
Their 7-Eleven employees have no maternity leave. There was a woman here in Bradenton that was back to work one day after giving birth.
And you wonder
that should
why,
disgust you as a society. Not that 7-Eleven is disgusting. It should be disgusting that that's possible in America.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's messed up.
And we have no other options. This is how we give birth, people. Like, you know, like, it shouldn't be a punishment towards women. Oh, I'm about to go on a soapbox again.
Well, and the thing is,
second way that you can honor women is
this is honoring women. This is also honoring infants, because they talk about the first 3 months is the fourth trimester, really, which means like they need to feel like they're still in the womb. And if a mom, I mean, some moms do, they have to go back after 2 weeks, after 4 weeks, after whatever. You cannot tell me that this is healthy or good or beneficial for our children. And I know we're not talking about pro-life, pro-choice, but if you are pro-life, this women's maternity leave is a freaking pro-choice. It is a pro-choice and a pro-life issue. And we really should be supporting our mothers in this way, because if you, one day when you're old, you want people to be paying for your Medicare, you need people to have kids now. So
no brainer.
Someone wiping your butt when you're in a nursing home. Exactly. You need people to have kids now.
Exactly. The US 2020 census data came out. There are now more people over 80 than there are people under 2. Okay. That just came out. It also came out that millennials want to have more children, but they cannot. It's the first time in American history that there's a generation that wants to have kids, but feels that they cannot.
Because they can't afford it or can't.
Right, literally because they can't afford it.
Right.
People are choosing not to have as many kids as they want because they can't afford it.
Okay, so to recap, leave breastfeeding mothers alone.
Yes.
Give women longer maternity leave. This is a no-brainer, okay?
No-brainer.
And the third thing, yes, this is more general. And this is, if I can say, when people ask me, what's the biggest lesson you've learned becoming a mom? Biggest lesson I learned is to stop judging moms. Stop it.
Great.
You do not have
any clue. Say it again louder in the back.
Stop judging moms. You have no clue. I just, I'll be vulnerable. I'll be honest, okay? Before I had a kid, if I was in the store and I saw another mom and her kid was just wearing a diaper, I would judge her. I'd be like, why doesn't that kid not have any clothes on? I would judge her, you know? And now I know that sometimes you brought three pairs of clothes for your kid and they done took a crap through all of them, dribbled all kinds of shit all over themselves. And oh my all God. You got left is a diaper. Okay. I've been there. I have now as a mother been there. I don't judge moms anymore. Okay.
Don't judge moms.
No, it's so easy to just, you know, when you see her in the grocery store and you wonder why her kid is throwing a fit, like to judge her for it, you know, her kid's probably a toddler. Toddlers do that, you know, or to see that mom in the grocery store who's just placating her kid by giving them a Snicker bar at the grocery, you know, at the checkout line. Guess what? Don't judge her. Okay.
You want them to be screaming, make your like you decide.
You
what are you going to judge more? The person that, like, the mom that gave him the Snicker bar or the baby crying? You decide.
I mean, I don't want to say judge the babies, but like,
yeah, dude, sorry, don't judge the babies.
Moms are doing this best they can. You know what right. I mean? You know, I also heard about this thing like moms picking their kids up from school and the school telling the mom that she can't wear sweatpants.
What?
And it's like, yeah. No, that was a real thing. That was a real thing. Oh, and, you know,
come at me.
The amount
I'd be throwing bows. That would not be catch me on a wrong day coming through Kitty Drive. Are you kidding me? Oh, that would be
just, okay. You know just kids? Like the perspective.
Watch mommy kick the teacher's aide's ass.
Like, just the perspective.
Because I can move. Like,
so. You know, she maybe just wants to wear sweatpants because she's wearing sweatpants. Okay. But more likely than that, it's the fact that as a mom, your body changes so quickly and so fast that your clothes probably don't fit. Second of all, most moms put more money into how their kid, you know, to making sure their kids look good for school than making sure she's got the clothes that properly fit her, makes her look just as good, you know?
Right.
So stop judging moms in their sweatpants and in their yoga pants. Stop
judging moms.
Leave them alone. Okay.
Okay. Let's go over the list again in case it was a little, you missed anything. Sage, you want to break this down? 1, 2, 3. Our three are honoring moms.
Dude, leave breastfeeding moms alone. They're not trying to, I don't know.
Sexualize anything.
They're not trying to sexualize nipples. They're just trying to feed a crying kid.
What?
Number two, federally mandated paid maternity leave. Longer, more pay, better.
Ask for it. Call your congressman. Call your senators.
Ask for it before you have a child. Also ask your employer what the dealio is.
Yeah. Okay.
Get it out there on the table. Know your rights. And in general, as just a general rule, if you have the temptation to judge a mom, just don't. You don't know what she's going through. You don't know how much sleep she had last night. You don't even know how many cups of coffee she had today. Okay. Don't judge. Leave her alone. Leave her alone. Just assume she needs to do whatever she's doing.
Awesome. All right. Three simple rules for honoring moms. I love it. We do have, for those who are like, oh shit, I didn't know it was Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. We have some practical gifts for you guys. I got this. I'm ready for you. This comes at you with my vast retail knowledge. I got you. I got you guys. Okay. Things. This is all budget types. I got you. You know what moms love? Homemade shit never gets old. Homemade card, bitches. That's it. Print out a picture from Facebook. Slap that bitch on some construction paper. Happy Mother's Day. Love you, mom.
Points if there's glitter.
Glitter bonus points. That, you know, doesn't cost nothing. Get your mom a card. Number two. So if you need your little poke, you're like, you know what? I can do a little bit more than the card, Janet. Cool. Let me got you. Bath and Body Works eucalyptus spearmint candle. Ooh, your mama will thank you. Or same thing, body cream. Eucalyptus spearmint. go in that aromatherapy section, throw down $20 for your mom. She'll thank you later. Also in the $20, $10 to $20 range, Publix flowers. Come on, y'all. And finally, a couple other things. If you got some money, throw your mom on a spa day. You know, go get her a massage. If she's had her COVID vaccine, especially in Florida, you know, it's available now.
Get her mani-pedi.
God, that's so good. And then another thing I thought of that's a little bit more sentimental that your mom will probably appreciate is a photo of you and her, black and white, frame it, give it to her. Boom. There's some gifts for your madre.
And about Mother's Day activities, okay? Here's the thing. Does your mom want to see you on Mother's Day? Mm-hmm. Or does she want a break from you? Okay. Mm-hmm. I have a simple solution to this. The question is, does she see you all the time, every day, 24/7? If that's the case, she needs a break from your ass, okay? Send her to the spa day, okay? If you don't live at home anymore and your mom doesn't get to see you very often, you better go buy her some lunch. Make her some lunch, okay? Yeah. Just show up at her house. I don't know. Spend some time with her. Spend some quality time with her, okay? But that's the general rule, okay? If she sees you all the time, she don't want to see you. If she never sees you, she want to see you, okay? And if you can't see her because of Corona, you better call her. No excuses, okay?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Okay. All right. Melissa, this is super fun. All right. Happy Mother's Day to all our mothers out there. We really appreciate you guys. We honor you. We love you. Next week, Mom, Madre, Jackie, Susan, you may not actually want to listen. We're going to be covering, oh my God, I'm already nervous talking about it. Sage, I gotta be honest. I'm already.
Okay. All right. Look. I got this. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next week is going to be another sex topic week. Prepare yourself. Mm-hmm. The question is masturbation a sin? Okay. If that word makes you uncomfortable, practice saying it a couple times before next week. Okay.
Maybe not.
Masturbation. Outside. You can do it. Okay. Not in
public. Just be wish for masturbation outside.
Don't do that. Okay. In the privacy of your own home, just practice saying it out loud if that word makes you nervous. Okay. Hey, we can't wait to see you next week.
Until next time. Bye-bye.